Good evening. It is Tuesday, May 8th, and happy Self-Love Tuesday. This is Tim Bennett, the creator of Self-Love University. This week, we will be talking about failure once again. Last week, we went into depth about what is failure, and it's okay to fail, and it's about getting back up. This week, we'll be talking about stop expecting failure and on your results. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Okay, let's talk about failure. Like I said last week, it's okay to fail. And you got to know the difference from failing unintentionally and intentional failure. Expecting to fail. Last week we talked about you going your hardest and you just not getting the result that you want. This week we're going to talk about you going your hardest until a certain point and you realize the results are always going to be the same. And that's what I think is expecting to fail. Last night I had a dream. I was in the Avengers movies. Don't judge me. And I was one of the Avengers. So it's me, Tony Stark, Captain America, and the rest of us getting ready to fight Thanos. And we all getting ready. Already, I'm getting ready. And all of a sudden, Tony and Mr. Rogers, they come to me and they like, "Tim, you can't come on this battle." I'm mad, furious, don't understand why. And they said, "You go into battle expecting to fail." Instantly woke up. So I started thinking, is this a part of my life? Do I do that? And I believe many of us do this when it goes from relationship, jobs, to anything, schoolwork, test, if you play sports, big moments. We believe the result is already set, and it's always going to be negative. But that's going into the expecting to fail. When you already have a mindset that you're about to fail, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to fail. You have a mindset, I'm not going to get this job, this relationship about to end. You're going to fail. There's a difference between failing, which I said is just effort, misplaced effort, misguided effort, and not trying your hardest because you really truly believe that you already are going to fail. It's crazy to think that people think this. I think this. It's about changing your mindset. How long are you going to sit there and truly believe that you're not good enough for this position? You're not good enough for relationships. You're not good enough to be top in your class. You're not good enough for this. You're not good enough for that. It's about changing your mindset. It's about trusting the process completely. The 76ers, some of you sports fans, they have this thing called trust the process. Right now, they're down 3-1. They still have to trust the process to the end. The process isn't over until, if you're in basketball terms, until you win a championship. So next year, the process is still going. The process isn't over until you get that job. The process isn't over until you make that A on your test. And many of us stop the process at the interview. Stop the process as soon as we handed our test. Stop the process as soon as we get a call. Like, hey, we want you, we're interested in you in this job. Why do we stop? Because we go two ways. We go really good or really bad. And for the people that goes automatically really bad, that's not trusting the process because you already gave up before you even got a chance to redeem yourself, really. Trust the process through the end. And the end is the hardest part to trust because that's when you send that email out and you've been waiting for weeks. Nobody's called. And I'm never going to get this job. For you sports fans, it's when it's 3 seconds on the clock, it's you and the other person, and you have to make a play. They have to make a play. If you watch anything, great, great players rise to the occasion. No, I believe great players stay the course, and other players psych themselves out. Because great players train and prepare for the end results to be perfection every time. And that's how you have to train your life, I believe. Train your life, train your goals, as in you have to train them to perfection. That doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. That means that when that moment arises, you will step up to the plate and hit a home run. Every time. No, you won't get every job. No, you won't make an A on every test. But you will strive for greatness every time. Because you trust the process until the end of the process. When are we, and I say it we because I'm included, are going to start trusting the process fully? I'm trying to coach all of us up, including myself, that this is an everyday struggle. Every day training your mind that you will win. That you will get that job. That you are good enough to get that job. Because that's what the thing is. Our mind is telling us we're not good enough to get a job. We're not smart enough to get an A. We're not fast enough to win the race. We haven't trained hard enough to X, Y, Z. Your mind, you control your mind. I'm about to post my Self Love Tuesday post on Instagram, and it's gonna go on lines of you control your life. I can't think of what it all encompasses right now, but it's basically you control your life. When you actually feel like you control your life and you start thinking in that manner, you'll see things start changing. And when you see things start changing, your life will go better. Your life will go forward. Most of us think we're in a stagnant life. And I believe that because we don't trust the process to the end. We trust the process until we right there to the fire, but we don't want to jump over because we don't trust that we already trained our body enough to jump over. I remember Steve Harvey saying, what separates different people is jumping taking that leap of faith. Why it separates those people? Because on the way down, it's going to hurt sometimes. It's you might get some bruises, but most people don't take that leap because they're scared of that little nick they're going to get on their arm. Their little friends, they're not going to always be there. I'm here to tell you, it's time to start leaping. And then your life wouldn't be so stagnant. And that's all a mindset too. Self-Love University is about changing the mindset of yourself every day. These past couple of weeks we're talking about failure, because a lot of people deal with failure differently. People go through failure and their way to failure is different. So that's why I want go and try to help people out with failure. Because what failure is, especially expecting failure, is going running 100 miles and then when you're almost at 101, you see a whole bunch of roadblocks ahead and you stop and turn back. It sounds crazy, don't it? That we will go all the way until we see obstacles in our way. And that's sometimes obstacles in our body, obstacles in our circle. But you can easily change that by just taking a leap. Yeah, it sounds easy, because it is. All you have to say is, I'm not going to get in my way anymore. I'm going to take this leap of faith and get out of my way. When are you going to decide that you want to be great in your life and be happy in your life and take that leap of faith and not care what anybody thinks? Once again, I am Tim Bennett, the creator of Self-Love University. Today we talked about expecting failure and how to overcome it. Like I say, always, I love y'all. Happy Self-Love Tuesday. And what did you do? Two things. One, make you do something that makes you really happy. One little gesture. Two, take a leap of faith. Take a leap of faith so you can be better in your life. Like I said, I love y'all always. Follow me on Instagram. It's Self-Love University. Self-Love _ University. Facebook, Self-Love University. Twitter, Self-Love. And if you type in Self-Love University, you can always find it. You can always find these podcasts, Self-Love University, on any social media, any streaming site. Like, subscribe, share to your friends. Like I said, thank you and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.